Thank you for calling customer service. This is Amber. How may I help you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was just online with the lady, and I think the line went off. I'm just trying to buy $9 on my account. The name is Raymond, it's a Capital One account. So the bank actually called me.
Okay, can I have your zip code so I can get your account pulled up?
11214.
Yes, can you confirm your shipping address for me?
8738 25th Avenue, Brooklyn, New York. The code is 11214.
Okay, I show that you have the fuel saver, straight set for $19.99 back on February the 4th. You didn't, yes, I did try for it. Okay, yes, and how may I help you?
Yeah, I'm seeing that Visa Advantage has charged me on my card another $59.
How much?
I'm trying to find out why. $59. Hold on.
Okay.
Hold on, miss, please.
Mm-hmm.
Just give me a minute. Hold on. Just need my phone. I just got a message from my bank, and I was like, nah, but I guess all I know is I had that. Okay, so the amount is 56.95.
Yes, I see that. You got charged 56.95 for the when it's the Ultra Bar Power Saver.
Ultra Bar Power Saver.
Mhm.
Yeah, but why am I charged Ultra Bar Power Saver when they only asked me to pay for the transportation, not for the thing, because I went through my T-Mobile app and it was there, and they asked me, and then it was like, you only pay for shipment. You didn't say you're going to pay for the,
yes, sir. Once you pay for the shipping and handling, you just enter in our gadget store.
Yeah, but the shipping and handling is not $56, is it?
Yes, so after the trial period, you was charged the full price of the item.
So what is trial period?
Your trial for the gadget store? Yes, sir.
Well, so really this is a scam then, right? Because there was nothing like that. There was no fine print, nothing to say, oh, try it, and then we're going to charge you. I mean, that's serious, right?
Yeah, so you,
yeah,
once you
nothing like that.
Mhm. It was in your terms and it's in the terms and conditions.
Yeah, but it was nothing there. They only said you are paying for transportation and that's it. Shipment, sorry. Okay. So there was nothing like, oh, you're gonna pay for the product and they're gonna charge you on the product. That's like what I'm saying. I mean, I get a message like this, and I'm like, okay, no, I didn't authorize that. But if you guys know that, hey, listen, you're going to be charged, okay? And then they can make their own decision to say whether they want it or they don't want it.
Okay, yes, sir. I can offer you a 35% refund on your last charge.
Because I was on my thing and I was like, no way. I mean, why would they charge my cards when I haven't authorized that? I mean, if you know you've authorized it, it's different. But if you haven't authorized it, it's not right.
Yes, sir. I can offer you a 35% refund.
Okay. I'm sorry. Excuse me. You guys sell perfumes here? Yeah. Target here, you don't have it here, right? Okay. Really cold. Okay. Yeah. All right. Thank you. Yeah, miss, I mean, this is a very strange charge, okay? I'd rather not, I mean, like, I have to call T-Mobile and find out exactly what's going on because it's not right. I don't deem it right.
Your account has been canceled.
They are working with you guys, and they are encouraging this because this is bad. I have telephone lines with them.
I can offer you a 50% refund.
Yeah, I don't want it. If you want, just send me a retained label. Let me just send your product back to you, and guys, just refund my money back on my account. And I'm going to call T-Mobile to find out what this scam is all about.
Yes, I offer you a 50% refund.
It's not
and your fair. Account has been canceled.
Wow. Okay, miss. Thank you. Hello?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thanks for calling customer service. You have a great day.
Okay.